you look at the Helms-Burton laws, if you look at what's known as the Torricelli Law, the Cuban Democracy Act, both of those acts call for lifting the embargo under certain conditions, or beginning to take steps, I should say, to lift the embargo under certain conditions. And if you look at Senator Obama's comment, he says, if the president working with Congress is prepared to take steps to ease the embargo, assuming that certain openings and steps are made for democratic change. So, you know, it's very much consistent with U.S. law. And so it's unfortunate that Governor Romney hasn't bothered to read current U.S. law on this issue, number one. Number two, with regard to the allowing Cuban Americans to visit their family, number one, it's the humane thing to do. To have a grandmother or a great aunt that you may never see again because the U.S. decides that you can't, not for any other reason, is just plain wrong, number one. Number two, we're not hurting Fidel by not allowing Cuban Americans to support their families and see their families. We're only hurting family members. And it's nonsense to think that we somehow hurt Fidel by separating Cuban Americans from their families. So I would say that Governor Romney needs to, before he makes pronouncements, he really needs to do his homework better than he has.
Although Obama is extremely competitive in all the important first voting states of Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina, he trails Hillary Clinton badly in most national polls, as well as surveys done here in the Sunshine State. In an article published today by the Associated Press, the 46-year-old freshman senator from Illinois says that the clock is ticking on his chance to surmount that certain threshold and convince voters that he's ready for the White House. Obama said, quote, "The challenge for us is to let people know what I've accomplished at a time when the campaign schedule is getting so compressed. I just don't have much time to make that case." Campaign advisor and fundraiser Frank Sanchez says there's a reason why Obama is struggling here in Florida.
Most of the attention right now by the presidential campaigns, including Senator Obama's campaign, are focused on the early states, Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, and Nevada. We may need to add Michigan into that very soon. Consequently, if you look at those polls, most of those polls have the numbers among the various leading candidates, namely Senator Obama and Senator Clinton and Senator Edwards, have them a lot closer than the national polls. The candidates have not been campaigning as much in Florida. They've come down here quite a bit for candidate forums or for fundraising efforts, but they haven't been doing the kind of campaigning that they're doing in these early states. So I would say, much like what's happened when Senator Obama goes into towns across Iowa or New Hampshire, when he gets a chance to visit and meet voters, he gets a very strong and positive response. And I believe the same thing will happen here in Florida as we begin to spend more time here a little further down the road.